Amen. And if you would get your Bibles and turn to the book of Jude. Just want to read a verse here in Jude. Then we will pray and then we will deliver our souls. Epistle of Jude, verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, in this beginning of a new year, when a lot of us have turned the page of our lives and asked for you to help us to resolve to do better this year than we've ever done before, we ask that you would turn our minds in a direction upward, that we might earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints, and that we might be the people that we should be in these closing days of the last days. We ask that your anointing be upon us, and we pray that your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. And I've entitled our sermon today, Auld Lang Syne. Now, some of you sang this on New Year's Eve. And does anybody want to venture to guess exactly what Auld Lang Syne means? Somebody want to blurt it out? What does Auld Lang Syne mean? Not very adventurous this morning. Well, it's very... Old time's sake is the way I would translate it. It actually, what we're really saying is, as times go by, or in times gone by. And for old time's sake, to me, says it. Now, pronunciating it, what are they saying? Are they saying for old ang syne? For hold ang syne? For old Aunt Gwine? Fair held ang syne? For old ang syne? Foothold and syne? Or for all the aunts of mine? It could be anything. It's just old Scottish. You see, it's kind of funny that you can sing a song year after year after year and not even know what it means. And there's a lot of things that we do over and over and over again, and we don't even know why we're doing it. It's just something we've always done. That's the way it's always been. And we just continue to do these things. In Proverbs 22 and 28, it talks about not removing the old landmarks. And it's very important to keep the road signs up. They give us directions. Yeah. They tell us how fast to go, where to turn, how many miles it is to wherever we're going, and road conditions and whether there's a bridge out or whether you should detour. Road signs and landmarks are very important. Some people don't go by the road signs, they go by the landmarks. You ask them for directions and they'll say, well, there's a house with a funny looking turret at the top of it, and it's near a church that's partially made out of brick, and there's a Wendy's across the street, and you look for those landmarks and not know exactly where you're going, but people use the landmarks to give you directions. And let me just read Auld Lang Syne the way Robert Burns wrote it. It's quite a nice poem, actually. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? There's a question mark on there. Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of auld lang syne? And days of auld lang syne, my dear, and days of auld lang syne. Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of auld lang syne? We hae run about the braes and put the gowans fine. We've wandered mony a weary foot sin auld lang syne. Did you understand what I said? I didn't either. Sin auld lang syne, my dear, sin auld lang syne, we've wandered mony a weary foot, sin auld lang syne. We twa ha' sported in the burn from morning sun till dine, but seas between us braid hae roared, sin auld lang syne. It's getting more confusing, isn't it? Sin auld lang syne, my dear, sin auld lang syne, but seas between us braid hae roared, sin auld lang syne. But here's a part that you remember, and there's a hand, my trusty friend, and gie's a hand of mine. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne, for auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne. The landmarks, they give us instructions and they give us warnings. And Jude says it very well. He says, I found that it was needful for me to write to you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Now, what are some of these landmarks that we have been thinking about, that we've been talking about? What are the old landmarks? Well, we have the testimony of Jesus Christ, and we have the spirit of prophecy. We have the commandments.
Yeah.
And really, what we have today and every Sabbath is a memorial service, a time to remember. Every Sabbath day is a remembrance day. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Yeah.
And there's a song that's been running through my mind, and I'm going to have to deliver my soul and recite it to you. And it goes like this: nothing good have I done to deserve God's own Son. I'm not worthy to hold to His hand. For He walked the road to Calvary to die in my place. Why He loved me, I don't understand. But roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where You brought me from and where I could have been. And remember, I'm human and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord. Sometimes we have to remember where God brought us from, where we might have been, and we've got to be reminded of where we're going.
Yes.
We are on a journey to eternity. There's two types of eternity. There's eternity of bliss and eternal life with Jesus Christ our Lord in the new heavens and in the new earth. And then there's the eternity of oblivion, where it will be as if you had never existed. And the decision and the choice is yours. But if you remember your Creator in the years of your youth. And some of us have remembered our Creator in the years of our youth. Some of us are in the years of our youth. Some of us have somewhat gone past the years of our youth. And some of us are ready for more. We are still in the process of being prepared for the great banqueting table of our Lord in the new heavens and in the new earth. But we must contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. So many people have causes which they are living for and they are dying for. And the tragedy of a lot of these things is that they're not dying and they're not living for the truth. Thank God that we know our Redeemer lives. That Jesus was not just a story, not just a figment of our imagination, not just some little story of a baby born in a manger 2,000 years ago. And then He died and that was the end of Him. No. Jesus is alive and living. And He has not only given us the opportunity to receive eternal life, but He's given us all the tools that we need And that is the Holy Spirit. We are to be the temple of God. And we do not belong to ourselves. We have been bought with a price, and that is with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Remember, because this is a landmark. This is something that if you get discouraged, if life begins to weigh you down with its cares and its perplexities, remember Jesus. Remember the cross. Remember the blood that pays for your sins and redeems you from perdition. Remember, Jesus loves you. And He would have died just for you alone. If you were the only person on earth and you had erred, He would have died for you. And I am so glad that I can remember. You know, your brain is behind your eyes. Your eyes should continue to look forward, but remember, and memories come out of here, behind your eyes. Remember where He brought you from and where you might have been but for the grace of God. Some of our landmarks was the time when John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world." And Jesus said, after He was baptized and after He called His disciples to Him, He said, "Follow Me and I will make you fishers of men." And He said, "I am going to go away, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I will send a comforter in My name, and He will tell you many things." And He said, "He will testify of Me." And so we have the privilege, the awesome promise of the promise of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, of receiving God in His spiritual form in our lives, to indwell us, to enable us, to give us what we need to make it. And there's another song that says, "I know that I can make it because Jesus put it in my will." Yeah. To reach the new Jerusalem, and each step is a thrill. Though the devil wars against me to hinder my climb, I see the lights in the distance. It's just a matter of time. And it's just a matter of time, no matter what your light affliction is. And Paul said that all the trials and tribulations that he had was but light affliction. Oh, really? Did you ever see the list of his light afflictions? He can have them. I don't want any of them. I don't want to be stoned. I don't want to be shipwrecked. I don't want to be beaten 40 stripes on my back. I don't want to be left for dead. I don't want any of that. But nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Are you ready, able, and willing to drink the drink and to eat what he ate? Are you ready to partake of the sufferings of Christ? Are you ready? Are you ready? I hope so. Because it's not long far from here. You know, we talk about religious liberty. We talk about trying to make sure that the difference between church and state is kept apart. Well, it's only a matter of time when it won't be.
Right.
We're only postponing the inevitable. One day, the church and state will unite. And then what will you do? That's why you need the instruction book.
Yes.
That's why you need to read the Spirit of Prophecy, because it helps you understand the age in which we are living today. It's as up to date as Barack Obama.
Uh-huh.
It's as up to date as the internet. It's as up to date as right now.
Yes.
Jesus is coming soon. Do you remember what he said? He said, "Behold, I come quickly." Now, people have speculated as to when Jesus will come. And I can tell you exactly when he's going to come. The Bible says when you expect it not. Then the Son of Man comes. When they say peace and safety, then comes sudden destruction. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Jesus will come suddenly, and then if you are not ready, you will be destroyed. These are the landmarks that we need not to forget. We need to remember the three angels' message. This is what we have been given. This is the message that we have been told to take to our brethren who are in the Babylonian church. We should never be ashamed, and when they call us sheep stealers, we say, yes, we are, and we're trying our best to get as many in as we can, because the remnant church is very, very much that. It's a remnant. There's only a little bit. There's only a few that find that straight and narrow path, and we invite all our brothers and sisters who have not come out to come. And we are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it's the power of God unto salvation.
Yes.
How can somebody be saved? How can somebody know beyond a shadow of a doubt and be able to witness to someone else and say, I know that should I die or should Jesus come, I'm ready. Have you got that witness in your soul? Well, it says in the epistle of John that these things were written so that ye may know that ye have eternal life. Not that ye may guess or I suppose or I hope, but that ye shall know that ye have eternal life. And this life is in His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me. This is a landmark. This is a hitching post. This is a guideline that we need never forget.
Yeah.
There's only one way to God, and that is through Jesus Christ and knowing Him. No matter how much religion you have, no matter how much theology you may perfect, know this, that the devils believe and tremble. And so theological knowledge alone does not do it for you, but it's knowledge of our Savior and that He knows you. And pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction and to keep yourself unspotted from the world. And this is the difference between us and them. We need to make a difference between how we act, how we dress, how we talk, and the world out there. Because if there's no difference, they won't come. Why should they darken the doors of our church if we are living the same life they are living? It isn't going to work, folks. Holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. And what is holiness? Is it an attitude where I stick my nose in the air and say, I am better than you because I go here and I believe this and I believe that? No, 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 no. It is a separation of yourself unto God, unto His Word, unto His principles, unto His teachings. It is to become disciples of Christ and to follow Him and His example to the end. And he that endureth unto the end shall be saved. It's as simple as that.
Yes.
These are the things we should never forget as time goes by. For auld lang syne. Always take time to reflect on where you were, where you are, and where you are going.
Yes.
The Bible is your instruction book. If you follow the directions in the instruction manual, you will be successful. If I don't follow the roadmap exactly, it isn't going to work. I'm not going to get to my destination, or I'm going to go around in circles till I refer to the map. Why don't we just follow the instructions? Do it the way we are told.
Yeah.
You know, the Ten Commandments are commandments. They're not suggestions, and I know you've heard that before. But if you follow them diligently with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, then you love Jesus. That is the sign of a Christian. The Christian is not a person who just believes in Christ and the claims of Christ, but he does the works of Christ. Because the law is written in your heart. Then you say, I delight to do thy will, O God. You see, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thy heart.
Amen.
It's okay to have the desires in your heart, but they must be godly desires.
Yes.
And we must separate ourselves to be holy people. Be different from the world. You need to make some changes. I need to make some changes in my life because I want to be like Him. It's His divine enablement that will make it possible. If we will listen to the voice of the Lord and obey, then we shall succeed. And success is the progressive realization of a worthwhile dream.
Amen.
As we walk as He walked, as we live as He lived, as we do as He did, then we are the sons of God. For as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. You are not powerless.
Amen.
You are not the devil's plaything. Or do I want to hear the devil made me do it? The devil can't make me do anything I won't cooperate along with him and do. It is the desire of my heart, and I pray it is the desire of your heart, to wholly follow after Christ.
Amen.
To read His Word, to study His Word, to pray and ask and believe in miracles. I like Don's story of the puppy. It's a true story. We might have just thought that was a cute story, but that was very real. That really happened. Or Don wouldn't have told that story in this church. There's a lot of miraculous things that are happening. There are folks that are living, walking miracles in this church right here today. How many times have you been delivered from deadly sicknesses and afflictions? God has risen you up and touched you and touched you and touched you. And He will continue to do so.
Yeah.
Because He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
As times go by, God never changes. Situations change, methods change, churches change. Oh, there's so many changes, and sometimes we change a little bit with it. Sometimes change is good. Sometimes I need to change some things in my life that I've been doing instinctively or as a habit that I've just always done and never questioned. I should begin to question some things in my life, and so should you, because we're not there yet, folks. We're still on the journey, and sweeter grows the journey every day. Serving Jesus really pays, and I get happy in this heavenly way, because sweeter grows the journey every day. There's just so many songs that we could sing that would tell our story. I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. And I love to tell the story to those who know it best. And we're hungering and thirsting just like you all today. Love to tell the story. I remember as a child, I used to listen to Billy Graham, and I'd be sitting wherever I was, and I didn't know nothing from nothing. And whenever he asked for people to bow their heads and pray, I'd bow my head and pray and ask him to do whatever he asked me to do. And then I wouldn't know what to do with myself after. I'd get up and I'd go on with my life, and everything was the same. But it's that encounter with Jesus Christ. When you really, truly encounter Him, that will be a landmark in your life that you will never, ever forget. If some of you this morning have never, ever, ever, ever encountered the living Christ, today is the day to do it. If you've not received the Holy Spirit, ask and ye shall receive.
Amen.
Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you, because He is not like our earthly evil father, as He said. He will not give us something else that isn't good for us. But if you ask Him for the genuine infilling and indwelling of the Holy Spirit, He will give it to you. I remember when God filled me with His Holy Spirit and continues to fill me with the Holy Spirit. And the reason I know He's still with me is because He's still teaching me. He's still opening up the Word to me. This, how many times have you read this book? And it never grows old. Because what we are doing is we are diving headfirst into the mind of God, into His very thoughts, into His will. And not only are we learning of God, we are learning about ourselves. I can get to know God by reading my Bible, but I can also get to know me by reading my Bible too. And seeing where there's room for improvement. And believe me, in my life, there is room for improvement. How many have achieved perfection already? Do I see any hands? No, but you can have a perfect heart. Each one of us is capable of having a perfect heart with God. Create in me, O God, a pure heart that I sin not against Thee.
Yes.
Although my deeds are not always perfect, and although I do not always behave perfectly, my heart wants to be. That I can control. Because I want to be like Jesus, don't you? And the best way to be like Jesus is to allow Him to live His life in you. Paul said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Can you imagine to be so full of Christ, you wouldn't care whether you lived or died? But He said, but it is more needful for me right now to be with you, and when it's time for me to go, then all I have to do is go. And when you get to the end of your life, isn't that the way you want to be? You know, it's my time, I'm ready to go, and not have a regret. Think about auld lang syne. Think about times gone by. Think about where you were, where you are now, and where you are going. Shall we pray? Father, we're thankful for the experiences of our past. And we don't live there, Lord. We're not living in our past. But we're just taking stock of the lessons that we've learned and are continuing to learn. We want not to make the same mistakes again. Why should we go through that mess all over again, Lord? But we ask, Father, that You would help us build upon that foundation that we began to build on when we first turned our lives over to You, that cornerstone, that knowing You, Jesus, is the most important thing that we could know in this life, to know You. Lord, I'm praying right now for someone who may not know You, that would like to get to know You, that says, Lord, if this is all true, I want it. Please make it real for me. Lord, we pray that they at this particular time would pray the sinner's prayer and ask for forgiveness and turn their lives over to You. And Lord, there are those here that want to rededicate and consecrate and sanctify themselves, because that's what it takes, Lord. It takes a physical removing of oneself from sin and from the influences of sin and putting ourselves aside for a holy purpose. We ask that You make this possible, that You allow it to be so, Lord, and that folks would get a hold of You today and get to know You in a more intimate way, so that when You speak to them, they will say, here am I, send me. Lord, we want to be willing at all times to be ready to give an answer of the hope that lies within us to all that ask of us. This we pray, and this we believe, in Jesus' name. Amen.